Brahm stayed in the hold with the elephants for the next few weeks, sharing the fruits and vegetables brought to them and hiding in the hay whenever the keepers came by. Then, one day, Brahm noticed that it was difficult to stand up without holding on to something. Even the elephants were having a hard time keeping their feet. Then a message came over the ship's loudspeaker. "Attention! We are encountering high seas. No one is allowed on deck unless ordered." At first, Brahm wasn't worried. How could a ship as big as this one sink? But as hours passed, the ship began to roll more and more violently. A trickle of water made its way down to the hold. Soon, the trickle became a small river. The elephants were growing nervous. Brahm went to Mosey. "It's okay, girl," he murmured, then looked around. Mo and the other elephants were chained to the hold, but Brahm had seen the keepers unlock them to clean the area. He knew where the keys were kept. Hurriedly, he found them and began to set his friends free. At last, he went to unlock the chains that held Modok. The water was so deep now that the locks were submerged. Brahm fumbled with the keys and dropped them in the swirling water. With both hands, he searched, but the waves had swept the keys away. Modok strained against her chains, but they were so heavy and thick, even she couldn't break them. Just then, a heavy cannon that was being stored in the hold broke loose and rolled across the floor, smashing through the hull of the ship. The angry ocean rushed in, pulling everything in its grasp back out through the hole. Brahm clung to Mosey and felt her pull with all her strength, and the chain snapped. Boy and elephant were sucked into a swirling cold void, tumbling into darkness. There was no up or down, nothing to hold on to. Then, air. Brahm gasped it in gratefully. He looked around. He was floating on the surface of the ocean amidst pieces of wreckage, alone. "Modok!" he called. "Mo!" Had she drowned? Then he heard a voice. "Hello! Over here!" Brahm swam toward the sound. As he got closer, he saw a group of survivors from the ship clinging together, trying to stay afloat. One of them, to his relief, was Jimmy. Brahm gasped out the terrible story of Mosey's loss. He didn't know how long they'd be able to survive in the open water, but without Mo, he wasn't sure he cared. And then he heard a familiar sound. The trumpet of an elephant. Then it came again, and then louder, closer. Everyone could hear it. Brahm peered into the early morning gloom and saw a huge, dark shadow in the distance. "Mosey!" he screamed as the shadow drew closer. Swept by the current, she almost passed right by them. But the men formed a line in the water, and Brahm, at the end of it, stretched his hand out as far as he could. "Mosey, trunk!" he called, and the elephant extended her trunk until Brahm brushed the tip of it and then grabbed on. Everyone circled around her, holding on. Modok was like a floating island. For 2 days they floated. Elephants are great swimmers, and they can float for as long as they can keep their trunks above water. The men made their shirts into ropes and laid them over Mosey's back, then tied themselves to the ropes. They were thirsty and hungry and afraid, but determined to survive.